You are tuned into Diagnostics Insights, the podcast that takes cutting-edge science and breaks it down into easy-to-digest takeaways. In today's episode, David and Sarah shine a light on a new randomized controlled trial by Singer et al. Published in Academic Emergency Medicine, also known as the JUNO trial. This study evaluated the impact of MeMed BV on antibiotic prescription in emergency and urgent care clinical settings. Enjoy.
We're all about antibiotics today and how we can kind of be smarter about using them. You know, they're lifesavers, but we got to be careful not to overuse them.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Antibiotic resistance is a huge concern.
Totally. And you know, figuring out when you actually need antibiotics can be tricky, especially for something like, I don't know, a lower respiratory tract infection.
Right, exactly.
Which is what we're diving into today.
Yeah, so there's this new research about the MeMed BV test that we talked about in our previous episode. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it could be a really helpful tool for doctors when they're deciding whether or not to prescribe antibiotics.
Okay, so picture this, right? You're at the urgent care center. You're feeling terrible. You've got this cough, maybe a fever. What's going through the doctor's mind when they're trying to figure out what's going on with you?
Well, you know, they're considering a lot of things, but one of the biggest problems is the symptoms of bacterial and viral infections, they often overlap.
Okay.
So, you know, someone could have a cough and a fever, whether it's caused by a bacteria or a virus.
Right.
So there's this inherent uncertainty, and that often leads to doctors prescribing antibiotics just in case.
Which is a problem we've talked about before. It's kind of feeding this whole antibiotic resistance issue, right? But this MeMed test, it sounds like it might be able to actually help cut down on those unnecessary prescriptions.
Yeah. That's the hope. And this particular study, they called it JUNO. They were really focusing on testing MeMed BV in real-world settings like emergency departments and urgent care centers.
Okay, so places where those quick decisions are super important. And that makes this research particularly interesting because it's not just some theoretical thing. It's actually showing how it would work in the thick of things. So walk me through the study design. How did they actually do this?
Sure. So they took adults who came in with symptoms of lower respiratory tract infection.
Okay.
And who were being considered for antibiotics.
Right.
And they randomly assigned them to one of two groups. Either standard care, meaning the doctors made their decisions based on their usual assessments, or standard care plus the MeMed BV test.
Okay. So two groups, one with the benefit of this extra information from the blood test and one without.
Right.
So what were the researchers looking for? Like, what were the main outcomes they were interested in?
Well, first off, they wanted to see just how often antibiotics were being prescribed in that standard care group where doctors didn't have the MeMed BV results.
Right. So basically establishing that baseline of how things are currently done.
Exactly. And it turned out that 30% of those patients received antibiotics.
30%? Huh. That's actually pretty high when you think about it.
It is. And it really highlights how often antibiotics are being used, even when there's a good chance they might not even be needed.
Yeah. That's a little worrying, but okay, so that's the baseline. Now, what happened when the doctors did have the MeMed BV results? Did it actually change their prescribing habits?
It did. They found that when MeMed BV indicated a viral infection, meaning antibiotics wouldn't help, the prescription rates dropped significantly.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so in the standard care group, 25% of patients with viral MeMed BV results still got antibiotics.
Okay.
But in the group where doctors had the MeMed BV results, that number went down to 12%.
Wow, that's more than a 50% reduction in unnecessary antibiotic use. That's pretty amazing.
It is. But what about the people who actually had a bacterial MeMed score? You know, the ones who may benefit from antibiotics. Did the MeMed BV test help ensure that they got the treatment they needed?
Yeah, that's a really important point. So did it?
You know, it sure seems like it. So in the standard care group, where the physicians were blinded to the MeMed BV results, only 41% of patients receive antibiotics. But on the MeMed BV arm, that number jumped to 78%.
So almost double the rate of antibiotic prescription in those potentially missed bacterial infection cases. That's great news, especially when we think about preventing complications and making sure those patients get it better faster.
Right. And, you know, the study actually went even further. They followed up with the patients to see if there were any negative consequences from either using or not using antibiotics based on the MeMed BV guidance.
Oh, interesting. So, like, were there any unintended downsides to using the test?
Yes. And that's where it gets really interesting. They found that there was no increase in return visits or hospitalizations for the group that had the MeMed test. So, you know, it wasn't like people were getting sicker because they weren't getting antibiotics when they maybe should have.
Right. That's really reassuring. It means that treating in accordance with the test results didn't seem to put patients at risk.
Exactly. But remember those patients who were considered for antibiotics but didn't end up getting them.
Yeah.
The study looked at those cases too, especially the ones where the MeMed BV result actually indicated a bacterial infection.
Oh, so those are the ones where the test was saying, hey, this person probably have a bacterial disease, but they didn't get antibiotics because the doctor didn't have that information.
Exactly. There were actually 5 of these patients that have returned to the ED, and unfortunately, 3 of those patients ended up being hospitalized within a week and were then put on antibiotics. One of them even had a suspected case of sepsis, which can be really serious.
That's a pretty powerful illustration. It makes you realize how a test like MeMed can make the difference.
It really does. It shows how crucial it is to get the diagnosis right, especially with infections. But, you know, taking a step back from this particular study, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how a test like this fits into the whole bigger picture of antibiotic stewardship.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's clearly a useful tool for reducing potentially unnecessary prescriptions, but it's still just one piece of the puzzle, right?
It is. It's not like it's going to replace a doctor's judgment or anything, but it can provide really valuable information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can help doctors and patients have more informed conversations about the best course of treatment.
Right. And maybe even empower patients to ask more questions about whether antibiotics are really necessary.
Absolutely. But it's also important to remember that this was just a pilot study with only 214 patients. There's still a lot more to learn about this test and how well it works in different situations.
Totally. It's exciting, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So what's next in terms of research?
Well, this Juno study was actually a lead-in to a much larger trial called Jupiter, which is already underway. It's going to involve a lot more patients and will give us a much clearer picture of how effective MeMed BV is.
You know, it really feels like we're moving towards a future where we can diagnose and treat infections so much more effectively.
Yeah, I think so. And it's not just about antibiotics. It's about having the right information to make the best decisions for each patient.
Right. It's about personalized medicine and being as precise as possible.
Exactly. That's the goal. And, you know, thinking even broader than just the technology itself, what do you think this kind of advancement means for healthcare as a whole?
That's a really interesting question. Yeah, it feels like we're on the verge of being able to get to the bottom of what's causing an infection so much faster than we used to. It's like a whole paradigm shift in how we think about and manage these illnesses.
Exactly, and it really emphasizes the importance of making informed decisions at every stage. And, you know, this kind of precision medicine could have really far-reaching benefits.
So, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the problem of antibiotic overuse to this new MeMed BV blood test. That could help doctors make better treatment and patient management decisions.
What are your main takeaways from all of this?
Well, I think this overview has really highlighted how much we need tools that can help us be more responsible with antibiotics. You know, the Juno study showed that MeMed has the potential to really cut down on unnecessary prescriptions while also making sure that the people who actually need antibiotics get them quickly.
And that's a win-win, right? Both for individual patients and for public health as a whole.
Absolutely. And with the Jupiter trial that's going on now and the new whole blood version of the test, it really seems like this kind of technology is going to become even more accessible and have an even bigger impact.
It's pretty exciting to think about the possibilities, but, you know, even beyond the technology itself, I think this conversation has been a good reminder that we should always be questioning our assumptions and looking for new information to help us make the best decisions possible.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like a constant process of learning and adapting, especially in medicine, where things are always changing.
Well, I know I've learned a lot today. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the world of antibiotics and the search for better ways to treat infections.
It's been my pleasure, and to everyone listening, I'll leave you with this thought. How else could this kind of technology be used to improve healthcare beyond just antibiotic prescribing? It's something to think about.
Until next time, take care.